trillions say no to the vaccine. If you have not heard the whole song at this point, it's a little over 7 minutes long. Definitely check that out on YouTube. Very important song to play as you're trying to wake up others up as to the fact that vaccines are bioweapons. So welcome back to What's Ailing America. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here in on planet Earth. My goal is to give you information that can save your life, solutions as often as possible. But, of course, we also have to be aware of the very amazing number of things that are being done by the psychopaths that control our world to decrease the population, to make us sick, and to actually prevent us from even being able to think. So I encourage you to do your own research. As I always say, don't believe anything I say. Check things out for yourself, because we've been lied to about everything. I suggest you go to my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. Click on the diagrams link. There are four diagrams. You can print them out, and then you can listen to me explaining them at a conference I did in Chicago in 2008. I don't travel anymore, but that is the lecture I always gave when I was asked to go around and do conferences. That's why I have it on my websites now, because I'm not going through the TSA scanners, etc., etc. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinducediseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. Of course, if you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected, have the operator dial it for you, because that happens on a regular basis. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you are able to contact me by the toll-free number, please do that instead of Skyping me. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archive. As of yesterday, I now have a new show on the microeffect.com from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturdays. It is posted on the main page of my archives under Dr. Carly Archives on thelightofdayradioshow.com. Where yesterday I did a show, What's Ailing America? Hate Speech, with Maggie Rodden. I strongly suggest you check that out. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, and let me just finish my intro. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Very important, we ask the callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever speaking. Please wait until the second hour of the show to call in so I have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. And, of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. I also suggest that you go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the link section, and learn about a colloidal silver generator that you can obtain to protect yourself from the biowarfare organisms being released from the over 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the U.S. alone. And this is something that I do myself, and all my pets drink this every day. It also is able to heal burns and wounds and all kinds of amazing things. So in your armamentarium of things you're getting ready to get ready for what's coming, which is already happening, that's definitely something I would have at your ready to use for yourself and your family. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is multiple crimes against humanity. And my special guest is Deborah Tavares. I have had her on pretty much all my shows a few times. Her websites include refusesmartmeter.com, and she has a couple others. But my favorite site of hers is stopthecrime.net. And that is, the documents on that website are the basis for the show that we're going to do today. Because there's so many things that these psychopaths who control the world are actually admitting to in writing. It's quite amazing. So I thank you so much for joining us again, Deborah. And if you can just give a little background, we have so much to cover, but if you can give a little background into how did you start investigating, you know, you started with the smart meters. If you could please share with our listeners what got you into looking at what's going on in terms of the frequency attacks on our people.
Well, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Carley, for having me on today. Yes, how I originally started to become aware of this monolithic, ruthless assault upon all of us was my family were land developers for decades, and in the mid-90s, we were not able to have properties pencil out for us and market them at affordable prices for buyers. At the time, I did not understand what was going on, because clearly rules and regulations and planning department requirements had changed so significantly that it literally put us out of business. And while many of other builder friends that we knew were actually literally going bankrupt during that time, it wasn't until a few years later that I realized that this was an agenda, a UN Agenda 21, to eliminate private property ownership worldwide, not just in the United States. And then I started looking at some of those documents, the Wildlands Project map, which we have posted up on stopthecrime.net. And honestly, at first, it read like just a horrific sci-fi movie script. I was looking at this map that was mandated by the United Nations by a biodiversity treaty, and it showed the forced transformation and relocation of all Americans in cities to comply with environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions. And so, of course, I thought, what? CO2 emissions? Then I looked at the Iron Mountain Report, which was a document that JFK initiated with experts in a nuclear survival retreat, which in the documentary format, the film format that we have posted on StopTheCrime.net now, showed how they created mass pollution as a global fear to control all of us. And I remembered actually seeing some of those commercials growing up as a kid, where the scientists would stand there and tell us how horrific things were becoming. In my pursuit of finding out what was going on, I ran into Ted Turner about a little over a year ago at a venue here in Northern California at a winery, and it was during Earth Week. And he just gave an absolutely incredible talk to people. It was jarring, and you can actually see the recounting of that. It's up on YouTube. It's called Ted the Terrible Turner. And you can also Google Ted Turner eugenics or depopulation, as well as Bill Gates and many, many global elites. The Wicked Billionaires Club depopulation is a good one. Then you hear the intentions of what is being put forth upon all of us. And so I looked at that United States map, the Wildlands Project map. I saw how they were creating corridors and reserves where there would be no human use allowed. There were buffer zones with highly restricted use. And then I also saw that most of the roads and highways and infrastructure would not be maintained. and it would be allowed to revert back to gravel. And, of course, the reason for that is that we won't need to drive on these roads. I then found out that they are working to get us out of our cars, move us into human settlement zones, where we're confined into areas where humans are only allowed to live with very, very restricted movements. They want a five-minute lifestyle. And when I looked at that, I did some research. I also found out that one of the many foundations that is behind this is the Ted Turner Foundation. There are other foundations, of course, too. But he is a globalist. He did give $1 billion to the United Nations. And so he's behind this Wildlands Project map that everyone needs to take a look at. And we have the attachment to that that talks about the summary of the Wildlands Project. And basically, they're closing the national parks, and with the buffer zones also taking private land that's adjoining these areas, and actually stealing property. In fact, just last week, actually on the coast here in Northern California, on Drake's Landing, it's called, they closed down a 100-year-old family oyster farm. This some of the clubs that want to preserve it for nature are thrilled. And these people who have been operating this for generations are absolutely shocked. And this is happening all over the United States. They are stealing our property through weaponized weather events, putting us underwater. They're right now reducing our food supply. But let me not digress. Getting back to this wildlands map initially that I was looking at early on, it talked about that there were 8 points of deep ecology that they were intending to accomplish. They said that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. Human and non-human has equal value. They talked about the resource consumption was needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. So our consuming resources is immoral. And they also said the human population must be reduced. That Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. So I encourage everyone to take a look at this map. They are in the process right now of absolutely transforming us where we live in the United States and, in fact, globally.
I just want to interject to remind people where you can access that map, which I have in front of me. It's one of the many extremely important documents posted on StopTheCrime.net. And as you look at it, most of the color on the map is white, which are the buffer zones, and the actual areas which will be allowed to have quote unquote human use are so few that you can tell that this is basically has to go along with population reduction, which is stated in UN Agenda 21 as well, to decrease the population by 95%, because there's so few spots on this map that they're going to allow humans to be. It's very obvious that, you know, this map is, you know, basically a plan for once they really start killing us off in great numbers.
Yes, and a good illustration of what this would look like is the most recent movie that came out called The Hunger Games.
Yes.
This shows the buffer areas, the human settlements where people will be allowed to live, and what that will look like. Also, I then started to learn about the smart meters, because we've built a number of buildings over the years, and tenants had called and said, what is going on with these smart meters? They were concerned about radiation. So I investigated that and found that there was no environmental impact study And as a land developer, that's required any time you put a shovel in the dirt. We have to have an environmental impact study.
Okay, I want people to digest that. I hear the music. We're going to break. No environmental impact study done for these meters. How does that happen, people? We'll be right back. Yeah. And we're back with Blood Sailing America, where I answer today's multiple crimes against humanity with my special guest, Deborah Tavares. Of all her websites, I suggest you start with stopthecrime.net. The documents on that website will blow your mind as to what these monsters are admitting in their own documents. But let's get back to what you were talking about, Deborah, in regards to the fact that they're doing no ecological testing to document that the smart meters are going to be safe for the environment. Now, I know that you went farther than just finding out about that. You also went to some gathering where the people are supposed to be allowed to ask hard questions of their quote-unquote representatives, correct? And what happened when you did so?
I attended many meetings in California at the California Public Utility Commission in San Francisco. And there would be dozens of people talking about this. Many people that were already experiencing health issues based on the frequencies. Now, of course, at first people thought they were just hypochondriacs, that they certainly couldn't have the consequences based on the smart meters attached to their homes. But indeed they were. And I then discovered a Fort Meade military document that was gotten through the Freedom of Information Act. And that is posted in our source documents, not only on stopthecrime.net, but also on refusesmartmeters.com. It's only about a 20-page document. It talks about the weaponization of frequencies and microwave frequencies, and how the frequencies will target people and cause a variety of illnesses, most of which and many of which these people at the California Public Utility Commission were saying that they were experiencing, such as confusion and short-term memory loss, inability to focus. They were talking about their feeling brain fog and sluggishness in their thinking and difficulty concentrating and headaches and migraines and vision disruption and eye problems, eye pain, allergies, difficulty breathing. The list just went on and on. Dizziness, heart palpitations, tension, anxiety, even to the extent where the ringing in their ears at night wouldn't stop, and they weren't getting enough sleep, and some of them were so depressed. It was just, I was hearing this over and over again.
Let me just interrupt and interject. And, of course, if they go to their white coats and they state to the white coat that, these meters have been put on our building, and I noticed after this happened that all of these different symptoms started occurring, they will just be basically blown off as a conspiracy theorist or something of that nature.
Well, what we are seeing, Dr. Carley, is the RAND Corporation warfare technique, where at all of the meetings, most of the meetings that we attend here in Northern California and also in Southern California, with regards to the utilities as well as our local city council meetings, everything is set up to appear that the people are being given the opportunity to speak, that there's an overall consensus, and that after the people speak, the rules are made. And, of course, it's contrary to what everybody has spoken about. And this is the Delphi technique being used now globally. They've literally taken down countries and governments with this technique. And this is why everything that we are presenting as a problematic issue, not only with the vaccines and the fluoride, now the frequencies from the smart meters, the awareness now that cell phone towers and antennas are actually weaponized and being forced upon our communities. In California, you know that Proposition 37 lost. We want GMO foods, as it would appear. That is absolutely not the case. So what everyone is now realizing is that even the mercury light bulbs that we are being mandated to use, despite the safe incandescent light bulbs we've used for years. So anything that is happening against our wishes that is being deployed is from the criminal international banking mafia cartel. They
yes.
are rolling over us. And so all the things that are unconscionable, don't make sense, the lawless laws that are being implemented, followed by our court system that's lawless, you can read this. I urge everyone to read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It's
yes.
only a 41-page document. It will clearly enumerate, in their words, this was a 1954 Bilderberg policy that was adopted, and it will tell you what their plans are. Another very, very important document on StopTheCrime.net is New World Order, NWO, Plans Exposed by an Insider, 1969, and that was Dr. Richard Day, who was an insider. His family was involved in Planned Parenthood and eugenics. And he was talking to doctors about the experiences that they would see in the future and the plans that would be changing the world.
Yes, indeed. All these documents are chilling, and it's definitely worth taking a look. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these breaks. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back from Let's Sound Like America, where our answer today is Multiple Crimes Against Humanity with my guest, Deborah Tavares. You must check out StopTheCrime.net, folks. I've downloaded pretty much every document off that site, and it is mind-boggling what they admit to in these documents. And I want to just mention, Deborah, for anyone with a memory, and I know that's fewer and fewer people with all the assaults on our consciousness, I remember they actually reported on the mainstream media when the, I don't remember if it was Iraq War Part 1 or Part 2, but they had an admission on the news that they used acoustic weapons against the Iraqi soldiers, and they actually got them to surrender and just, you know, come out of wherever they were and walk up and basically turn themselves over. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. In fact, I have an interview posted on our other site called ToxicSky.org. It's an interview that I did with Dr. Bill Deagle about the overhead aerial spraying, and also another more recent posting called Genocide from the Sky, and that is discussed in that interview with Dr. Bill Deagle. And again, that's on ToxicSky.org, another website that we are running. I want to let everyone know we all must take action. And that is why we have flyers posted on each of our websites for people to download and print off and keep in your car. I cannot emphasize enough, we are the media. Our media has sold us out, and we are in the final stages of total collapse within the United States. Recently, I heard that in England, their media is now being taken over, and we know that they're talking about the kill switch on the Internet.
Yes.
It's going to become increasingly important that all of us take individual action, keep flyers in your cars. We actually are utilizing magnetic bumper stickers that are the size of a real estate sign, a couple of feet by 24 inches, and we're putting them around our cars. We have lots of information on our vehicles with websites so people can go and get information. This is what we must do. When people ask, well, what do? That's the bare minimum. Then we go
okay.
to...
Wait, let me ask. Is there any place that people can order those magnetic... basically sounds like car stickers that you have already created. Do you make those available for purchase?
Yes. We're uploading a store on StopTheCrime.net so people can go there and take a look at the things that we're putting up there. We have a new posting there with the NASA war documents. That's now a bumper sticker. Everybody, after we start talking about that, Dr. Carley, they're needing to do that. We do banner hangs off of our cars where we'll park our car on a Saturday or Sunday in a high traffic area. We go get the traffic studies and find out where the majority of cars go by. And we'll park our cars there with these banners on our cars, so therefore we're not restricted with local city sign ordinances. We'll put a box under our tire for flyers so people can grab it. We are putting all kinds of information on our cars. We'll do a double banner hang, one on each side of the car, for example. And I cannot underscore that enough. But I wanted to get back quickly to the utilities and this whole smart grid that's being deployed on us. It is very, very important to understand they are not using that word deployed without cause. And the cause is because the utilities in the United States, PG&E, Southern California Edison in California, have all partnered with ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, and that is International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. You can go on that website, iclei.org. You can check to see if your utility has partnered with them. That is the United Nations. Our utilities are in treason to representing us for our power needs, because they've signed on to an international foreign cabal. And we just cannot go on. We have been, and we're being systematically destroyed and taken down. When I was first looking at the smart meters, because what I was seeing as a property owner with multiple meters on apartment buildings, that some of the units that we had would potentially become unrentable because of the levels of frequencies that those meters emitted on the ends of buildings. So we went down and we first sent a letter to the utility company in Southern California telling them to take those meters off. They wouldn't, and we said, if you won't, we will, and we did. On 11/11/11, we went down there and removed a couple of dozen meters on our private property, because we had tenants starting to become sick. And I'm also talking about 35-year-olds that were not sleeping. They were feeling restless because they weren't getting enough sleep. And there was no insurance for us as property owners against any liable claims that might come up. And so we decided that our private property rights were being eliminated. We couldn't keep our tenants safe in our buildings. So we removed the meters, and we arranged a meeting with the utility company after we returned the smart meters to them and purchased on our own the safe electric meters and then attached those to the buildings. And we videoed it. We had it all up on YouTube. We took inventory. We wrote the meter readings down so that they couldn't accuse us of stealing electricity. And the long and the short of it is that this happened in two different jurisdictions in Southern California. And one of the jurisdictions recently returned all of our stolen property, because what happened is, rather than meeting with us, Southern California Edison canceled the meeting and then launched teams escorted by local police with guns and went to our properties the same morning, the same time, and our tenants were horrified. It looked like a SWAT team had arrived at our buildings. They pried off the anti-vandalism screens that we had over the ends of the buildings to protect our safe analog meters. They cut the wire off our on our attached property, took off the safe meters and reinstalled the biohazards, did not return our meters to us, which they held in the police departments as evidence. We went to one of the two police departments, and they said, admittedly, they didn't understand what was going on with the smart meters at the time that they accompanied a corporation onto private property and helped them take off meters. And so they gave us all the meters back, the entire report. The other city was doing a criminal investigation against us. They had been requested to do that on behalf of the police department and also, I'm sure, Southern California Edison. Well, only a few weeks ago, we learned that the L.A. district attorney refused to hear it as a criminal investigation. So the police department called us and told us to come and get our meters. They would not return our private property that they stole to us, but now they are. So I'm letting everyone know the extent of the tyranny that we are faced with. We cannot accept frequencies on our homes. These are time bombs. They are designed to interfere with the frequencies of our brains. This is absolutely enslavement, not only surveillance, which is the least of our concerns. Every activity within our homes will be surveilled because all of our appliances will require RFID chips in them. But this is planned planetary poisoning with radiation.
Well, and as you had mentioned on a prior show that we did, not as if that's not bad enough, but another aspect of this is that people will be eventually forced to replace all their appliances because the appliances that they have now without the chips eventually won't be able to work.
What they'll require, the success of the grid is going to be determined on transmitting data off of each and every single appliance that you have in your home. In other words, anything that plugs into an electrical outlet will have a chip in it. I mean, we're talking about electric toothbrushes, whatever it is, because this is called rationing, and they are going to charge enormous amounts for our use of resources. The globalist's intention here is for full dominance of all energy. All energy. And
yes.
they say in the Quiet Weapons document, and I'll just quote this because everyone needs to read that document in its entirety, but they say, quote, until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people, meaning us, to labor and let others handle their affairs, in other words, we labor and the elites handle our affairs, must be taken into consideration. Since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere with the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. Make no mistake about it. They need our cooperation to transfer the final energy to their control. And that includes not only electricity, but gas and water. And ultimately, this grid mesh network will kill you in your homes because the radiation can be turned up like a thermostat. And so this is also a land grab. Those of you that are in the country, down miles of country roads, think you're going to be okay? No. The frequencies will be turned up even higher, because they have to connect to a collection device. You are actually not safe anywhere. In fact, there are thousands of people now, not only in Europe, but now also in the United States, that are having to leave their homes that they're making mortgage payments on because they're in a city environment in close proximity to their neighbors that have a smart meter. And keep in mind, not everybody has been forced yet to have an RFID-chipped appliance package, but I can tell you, the utility companies are offering them as prizes. Don't accept their prize. They have chips in them. They're offering appliances such as refrigerators to those that are economically approved to receive these things. So I can tell you that these people are having to leave their homes. I know several people now that are living in their cars. They can't afford to pay rent because they're paying a mortgage on a house they cannot live in. This is genocide. These are our people being forced out of their homes, trying to move away into the countryside that is being denied to us now through the Wildlands Project. We won't even be able to get away into the countryside to get far enough away from the electrosmog, all of the increased frequencies through the cell phone towers now that are required. Your city cannot refuse the deployment of a cell phone tower by the telecom industry.
Yes.
Again, another example. But everyone needs to go to antennasearch.com. You'll put in your address and you'll find the cell phone towers in your area, as well as the antennas. Print those off and put those in a folder. These are weapons being deployed in our communities, in our areas where we live. I can tell you that recently we went down a major freeway that connects Northern California with Southern California. We literally drove by hundreds of recently installed antennas or cell phone towers. And this is wireless frequency fencing across our nation. People are getting sick. They have strokes. They have heart attacks. And they know this. This is about eliminating travel. Think about it.
Yes, and actually I just want to mention, first of all, I just wanted to bring up that it's not just the energy of the appliances and such. When they changed personnel departments to human resources, you know, that was a big red flag to me because, of course, we are looked upon as basically human resources, which are expendable. But on a prior show, you had also talked about, and it's very important for people to realize, it's not just the cell phone towers you see. In fact, churches, all kinds of other groups or buildings are actually being paid to install cell phone towers. Like especially, I think on one of your websites you have pictures of the church steeples being erected around the cell phone towers. So the church is being paid $1,000 a month to house this, and the people below have no clue as to what's going on. So they're just immersed in this no matter where they go.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, we worked with David Dees on an excellent illustration of antennas and cell phone towers. And it is on our website, stopthecrime.net, and also smartmetersmurder.com. That's smartmetersmurder.com. I have a number of conferences that we did with PowerPoint pieces that we created. They're there. You can download those PowerPoint pieces. You can look at the presentation. We go in great detail over the global intention for energy dominance and decreasing the population. This is genocide. And, of course, the microwave radiation with the cell phone towers is disguised inner genocide because they are hiding them, as you said, in church steeples. They're creating trees out of them. Even yuccas in the desert can be a complete cell phone tower in disguise as a cactus.
Wow. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to another break. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Failing America, where our answer today is multiple crimes against humanity with my guest, Deborah Tavares, who has many websites. I suggest you start with stopthecrime.net. But I just wanted to read to you some segments from an email I received after having you on my show last time I get all kinds of contacts from people trying to get me to believe that a certain guest is giving out disinformation or just spreading fear or whatever. But this one was hilarious, so I just have to tell you what this person is writing. That a grounded person, i.e. conscious, is able to handle by counterbalancing, i.e. being grounded, to tune out frequencies of any kind. And yet again, if overwhelming, a contrary measure keeps the balance, they suggest walking barefoot on the earth. This person writes that I believe that you're good for my show. If not, I would not have you on. but that you are projecting the fear game, and this won't help anyone. Making one worse than the other, there is no proof one outweighs another. In other words, in regards to electronics, because they are all contrary to the frequency of a beating heart. This person believes that cell phone towers have created gridwork that's just as bad as the electronics in the home. Therefore, the smart meter campaign is a psyop of fear that contains we the people. And that, let's see, okay. That all of these different electronics, smart meters, cordless phones, cell phones, et cetera, take a toll on the physical body, and that, you know, by keeping grounded, i.e., you know, balanced, walking barefoot helps, that this will help you counteract these different things. And it's very strange to me that this person is so disturbed about you stressing the smart meters, because obviously you're talking about all of it. You're talking about all of the electronic frequencies attack. But this person's trying to dissuade me from you having you on the show again because of your talking about smart meters as somehow that's concentrating on just one aspect, which obviously you're not. So
well,
just to let you know
we are under attack with frequencies. And
yes.
I know that some people have recommended going barefoot to help balance that, and that may bring some relief for people. The discussion about smart meters is not about my feelings about frequencies and smart meters. These come from industry documents. You will see on a number of the presentations that we've given, we have resources out of IEEE. This is the Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineers. They say that the frequencies could be a problem, and they wonder why they're doing this entire transition based on the need to reduce CO2 when we know that is an environmental hoax. So I would say to that person that this is not about fear-mongering. This is about actually empowering people with knowledge to keep people out of fear. Because I'll tell you, Dr. Carley, when we start discussing the NASA document in a few minutes, again, the purpose of that discussion is not to create fear, but to give people the knowledge, the information, so that they don't give this criminal oligarchy the fear, the frequency that they want from us. They feed
right.
off of fear.
Right, and to let them know what's going on and what they're paying for, and then we can develop solutions. Okay, we're going to the mid-hour break. We'll be back after these messages, and we'll start talking about the NASA document. In my opinion, the most chilling of them all. We'll be right back.